We're now going to focus on a word, one so central to American nuclear policy for decades that it essentially was our nuclear policy. That word is deterrence. According to Merriam-Webster, it means the maintenance of military power for the purpose of discouraging attack. The word also figures into the nuclear posture review President Obama unveiled this week. But what exactly does it mean now that we live in a world where the greatest threat to the U.S. comes not from nuclear Russia, but from loose-knit organizations or even individuals? For more, we're joined by David Hoffman. He's a contributing editor to Foreign Policy magazine. David, welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me.
Is the word deterrence still relevant?
Well, it's always going to be relevant as long as there's threat and danger in the world. There are people out there who want to do evil things, so we need to deter them, yes.
But what role does it play in present policy debate? We're past the Cold War, and we're at a point where, according to the review, that the most immediate and extreme danger is nuclear terrorism.
You know, the most immediate and extreme danger may be terrorism generally. And the real question is, do all these big nuclear missiles and submarines we have deter terrorists? From all that I have read of what bin Laden has said, and from much of what we know about al-Qaeda and other movements, the Minuteman III missiles that we have on four-minute alert in the United States that were a legacy of the Cold War do not deter them from their avowed and deeply held goals of trying to attack the United States. And we had those missiles on alert. It did not deter them from 9/11. They didn't give it a moment's thought. There is a certain kind of fanaticism and dedication to their own kind of apocalyptic goals that I think will not even pay a moment's attention to our Cold War nuclear arsenal.
So you're saying that it requires a certain shared moral philosophy.
Well, it also requires a certain psychological state, fear.
So the ideas that President Obama spelled out in this nuclear posture review, essentially saying that the arsenal should be fundamentally used for deterrence, does that, to your mind, make sense in this post-Cold War era?
I think it does, because when you think about all of these nuclear weapons that we have, the idea that we would brandish them like a sword and say to the world, we'll use it against this and we'll use it against that, will encourage others to adopt that philosophy too. And if we're now trying to persuade North Korea and Iran that they shouldn't pursue nuclear weapons, then we also ought to be restrained and responsible about the kinds of threats we make with them.
So help us understand the basic principle then behind the idea of deterrence. Is the idea that the parties agree to do nothing, or can the U.S. better achieve its goals by actually doing something in the hope that it might prompt a similar reaction on the other side? I guess it would be a step more toward nonproliferation.
The missiles are left from the last war, from the last effort at deterrence. We have them, and we have to regard them with some caution and responsibility, but we just simply can't turn them on today's threats. We need to actually think about getting fewer nuclear weapons and putting more resources and devoting more attention to how we deter the threats that we actually face today.
David Hoffman, thank you very much.
Thanks for having me.
David Hoffman is a contributing editor to Foreign Policy magazine. He's also the author of The Dead Hand, The Untold Story of the Cold War Arms Race and Its Dangerous Legacy.